Alrighty, g'day, welcome to the Goat King Writers Club.
Episode 16.
16, yeah.
We had a little bit 16. Of a corona break.
Yeah.
Two weeks off. You guys got sick.
Yeah, and I think
who would have thought
that
I'm the healthy one in this podcast?
Yeah, well, you know, any drinks and cigarette will kill anything. Well, I'm Nathan Hull.
I'm Sean Conway.
Just in case you didn't know by now.
No,
Well, I didn't know.
Oh, yep. No, episode 16, man. We got some cool stuff in the works.
We do.
We've just got accepted for Fringe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
This may be out before Fringe if Brian does his job.
Yeah. Get to work, Brian. I don't know if we should let Brian's dad know, but he's back on the booze.
Oh,
we corrupted him.
Seen him have one sip of alcohol in.
Yeah, what? Turn into Dr. What is it, Mr. Jekyll?
Yeah, Mr. Jekyll is high.
Yeah. But no, let's. We've also got two killer 99 word stories that we wrote like a month ago.
Yeah, mine is average.
Average?
Yeah.
What's yours? Yours is.
Junkie on the Titanic.
Junkie on the Titanic. And mine was Nazi in a police car.
Yeah, I wrote mine like really tight, and I think it portrays that in the writing. It's okay. It's just nonchalant.
Yeah. And your proper story, full-length story?
And if I'm saying it's great, it probably means everyone's going to hate it.
I'm pretty keen to show you my artwork because I reckon I've kind of... You can't really tell by looking at it, but kind of imagine like 80s slasher horror, like your Freddy Krueger. Remember the old VHS covers?
I like that you said you can't tell by looking, but imagine. So everyone can just shut their eyes when you show your artwork and imagine it anyway.
No, but like imagine if like a proper artist did it with like watercolors and remember like the old
You're
Freddy Krueger?
You're a proper
artist.
Don't sell yourself short.
You can't really tell by this image.
This
is kind of like the blueprint for like a great 80s slasher poster. All right,
ready? We might have to get it done properly from someone.
Well, you're going to have to guess the story, but this is my artwork.
Well, it's definitely a blueprint.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I've only just noticed that this dude behind, these are bushes.
Yep.
Kind of looks like the puppet that Jeff Dunham has, the old man.
Or the old guy from Home Improvement.
Oh, Mr. Wilson.
So my guess in this is that Mr. Wilson's lost his mind. Somewhere along the lines. I'm guessing Hooks is his business, and judging by the cut off hooked hand in the corner, I'm guessing that's not filler. I'm guessing that's important to the story.
Yeah, it has some base to be there.
I feel like a sommelier when I... A wine expert. They'll drink wine and they'll be like, well, I reckon it's from here, this part of the world, it's this kind of wine.
It's very oaky.
Yeah, because I look at yours and I'm like, well, I'm guessing that that's not filler. I'm guessing it's about this. Like, I'm putting out a lot of estimates.
What do you think? What do you think? What do you think it's called?
It's got a nice deep smell.
Yeah, that's some high school getting high in the, behind the toilet sort of smell.
Is it called Cabin 13?
It is.
Okay. Oh, wow, it's written twice on here. All right. Signed by Al Banksy, aka Sean Conway.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's about someone. It's a horror story about someone who escapes from a sane asylum, and murders people with a hook.
You kind of summed it up.
That is why I'm a sommelier. Yeah.
Well, anyway, what's your story about?
You got the short version. Hang around for the long version.
Yeah. Now I'm insecure about reading it too because you kind of. But then again, it's like an 80s horror movie, which is you pretty much just nailed about.
I looked
30
at the cover of Jaws and knew it was about a shark that ate people. Yeah. Still a good movie.
Yeah, so. True. So as you guess, it's called Cabin 13. Are you ready?
Yep.
The first day of summer. And the group of sexy dumb college students are heading to the campsite that their families frequently spent their holidays. The only difference was they had planned to do drugs, booze, and sexual debauchery while staying in the haunted number 13 cabin. Urban legend had it that the cabin was haunted by a spooky ghost of an insane mental patient who escaped the mental hospital to go fishing and kill college students with rusty hooks. The group of college students were your classic bunch of good-looking college friends. Laura, who was an A-grade student. Becky, the alternative cool chick who smoked weed and had rich parents. Diana, who was always insecure about her looks, but obviously way hotter than the other two. Then you had Ben and Jonas from the football team. And what group wouldn't be complete without Jeb, the guy who looks 40 years old with scars on his face that look like he had both shock therapy and a lobotomy? Jeb was also the goofy one of the group. The students arrived at the cabin just before sunset. "Hey, Jeb, what's with all the rusty hooks?" Laura asked. "I'm going to kill you all and harvest your souls for my journey to the afterlife," Jeb responded. "Oh my God, Jeb, you are too funny," Laura responded as she carried her bags inside. The students sat in a circle on the floor of the haunted Cabin 13 and told ghost stories. Jonas was telling a story about an escaped, insane mental patient who kills college students in this very cabin. "And do you know what that patient's name was?" Jonas asked in a dramatic fashion, but before he could finish, the power went out, and for a few short moments before switching back on, revealing Jonas was dead. "Oh my God, someone used Jeb's rusty hooks to kill Jonas. We need to call the police," Laura screamed. "I don't think I'm pretty enough to call the police," said the incredibly hot Diana. "Oh my God, fine, I'll do it," Becky said as she began dialing 911, but before it could ring out, the lights went out, and when they turned back on, Becky was dead with a big rusty hook impaled in her head. Everyone screamed. Ben took off his shirt and offered to run to the main road to get help. "People will have to stop. No one can resist these. Can resist my six-pack," Ben said before making his chest muscles dance. "You're so brave and handsome. If only I wasn't so ugly, I'd kiss you," said the incredibly hot Diana. "You're just as beautiful on the outside as you are on the inside," Ben responded as he stroked her face. Jeb rolled his eyes and turned off the lights. When the lights came back on, a rusty hook was wedged through the heads of both Diana and Ben. Laura let out a blood-curdling scream. "We need to stick together, Jeb, otherwise the killer will get us too." Laura screamed. Jeb stared at her with menacing eyes. "Laura, I am the killer," Jeb said menacingly. "This isn't time for one of your hilarious jokes, Jeb," Laura responded. Jeb had a whole monologue prepared of why he killed all the students in the haunted number 13 cabin, but thought it would fall on deaf ears, so he grabbed the biggest, rustiest hook and split Laura in half. Jeb dragged the five dead students using his insane mental hospital strength to drag them to the barbecue hut to chop them up. Jeb cut all the victims into tiny pieces and spent the rest of the summer catching big dumb fish with his big dumb bait.
Definitely worth the full length version.
Yeah, I've been, it's Halloween time, so I've been coming getting close, into that. Yeah.
Well, actually, this probably would be a Halloween episode.
Yeah, I've dressed up as a
Conway. As an Atlanta Brave.
Yeah, Atlanta Brave, a middle tier baseball team.
Top tier?
Yeah, they're around the mark. Yeah. Atlanta's also notorious for like choking.
Kenny Wisconsin over there is, you know.
Kenny?
I'll just change his name.
Yeah, fair enough. Brian's dad, you didn't do a good enough job. He will forever be known as Kenny.
Kenny Wisconsin.
Kenny Wisconsin. So, yeah, could you see... Do you remember the old VHS covers?
Yeah, it does. It looks like a C-grade movie horror cover. It was a C-grade movie comedy horror.
Yeah.
B grade. I'm going to give you a B grade for that.
I think so.
The comedy was A grade. The horror was D grade.
Depending on how bloody and cheap the hook deaths were.
Yeah. That we should film this.
It kind of is my scary movie version of I Know What You Did Last Summer.
It was very much scary movie mixed with, I Know What You Did. It was like, the comedy Scream sort of
That's thing. Back-to-back episodes where I've blatantly copied someone else's work.
Yeah, art's just, you know, well done thievery.
Like Mr. Curry's Diaries was based on like a proper famous story.
Which, if things work in order, which you don't know around here, may come out before this episode.
Yeah, maybe.
So the people watching this will know what we're talking about.
Yeah, fucking COVID making us all sick.
Yeah. I don't know if I got COVID. I think I had fucking...
regular old cow flu.
Cow disease, mad cow disease.
Oh, well, you work in the kitchen. Possible.
Is there some kind of parasitic brain injury?
Well, have you seen the if you put coke onto like pork, you see all the worms come out. You ever seen those? I don't know how true that is.
If you're in like a pretty far off the map country, you know, it would. There's a possibility it would happen. I don't think it's going to happen at the pork from, you know, from normal shops. Maybe from Coles, they're pretty dodgy.
Coles, yeah.
So Coles, if you want to sponsor us.
I bet you if you put Coke on their blueberries.
Worms will come out. If you put Coke on the strawberries, all the needles
wasn't
come
that,
out.
Wasn't that one of the stories that Coles or Woolies was buying blueberries from Chinese farmers that use that like shit soil?
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me, hey.
You know the Chinese, they get the the sewage system fats like, and oil.
Human manure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me cow shit. I don't want any of...
Yeah, yeah. I'll grow my food in cow shit. Human shit's a bit, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, we're way off topic. We're watching...
We're watching maggots coming out of pork. There you go.
I don't know. I think this got debunked. But then again, it might have just been science.
I'm watching it on the TV right now, Sean.
It just appears in his tweezers. Like,
yeah. It's also rice. It's pork and rice. It's E-bombs world, yeah.
That's where I get most of my factual information from.
But I'm pretty pumped to hear your story because you're a big fan of this story.
I like this story except for the fact that it's got three voices in it. I haven't read it in a long time. So I don't know how the voice is going to go.
All right.
And I'm really tired, which means I can't read.
Also, you're wearing the Goat King shirt that you can get at our new website. Only in white. But you got to buy the white ones so we can get money to print the black
ones.
We're
pretty much just hinting at an all-male wet t-shirt comp with the white shirts, guys.
Yes. So, summer's coming.
Summer's coming. Get those fatty bellies and...
don't say...
Oh, B-Dog. Kenny, Wisconsin in the corner. So, why? Sean?
Wait, is that a pig?
It's a superhero dog.
I'm guessing they're testicles.
They are testicles, yes.
Okay. With a cut off with... It's not a knife, it's a scalpel.
Yeah,
scalpel.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a rough idea. So it's a super dog and his kryptonite is having his balls cut off.
Kind of along those lines.
We're getting too predictable with our stories that we can guess each other's story.
It's along those lines. Originally, it was going to be way more that kind of...
Yeah.
I wrote myself into a corner and was like, that'll fucking do. That's the ending. There is an alternate ending in my head.
Wait, is the dog based on Roman?
No, actually, because I have a Labradoodle.
Yeah.
So ages ago, I was actually writing a movie about Labradoodle, super dog. So I put him in this.
So you had a Labradoodle. Yeah. And now it's just a Labra.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but you know, I'm pretty happy with the scalp on the testicles. I gotta say.
Is that the name of the...
No, it's
scalps on the testicles. It's a good name for this.
Hang on. It's probably just called Labradude, to be honest with you.
Labradude?
Yeah. So I'm getting messages from people. This is probably working on my phone. I need words on paper like you have.
Yeah. Wrong one. Ketamine, vet... Labradude's a cool name.
Labradude. I'm going to finish Labradude one day, hey?
Yeah.
I spent like a way, way, way too much time once upon a time as well writing what I considered an Adam Sandler movie just to really annoy my little brother because he fucking hates Adam Sandler movies. Hey. And I sent him copies of the script every day. Like new updated versions of it.
I don't know, man. Hubie Halloween was actually pretty
good. I watched that, bro. That was... terrible.
It's fucking good. I liked it. It's charming as fuck.
It is charming. Yeah, I'll give it to you. It was kind of like three of his movies combined. This is now the movie podcast. Yeah. All right, enough about...
Shout out to Adam Sandler.
Shout out to Adam
Sandler. I love Adam Sandler movies. Like,
me too. Way too much.
You know what you're getting. You know. I'm not here to watch fucking...
I don't want to think.
I don't want to watch Adam Sandler in My Left Foot. Yeah. I want to watch... Daniel Day-Lewis in My Left Foot. If I want to watch an Adam Sandler movie, I want a man-boy child.
Yeah. I don't want to think, and I don't want anyone to think for me. I want there to be no thinking when I view a movie.
And I just want to sit perfect. Back and I can tune out for 30 minutes, come back, and not, exactly the and same not thing. Miss the beat.
Honestly, I laid on the couch and probably slept through an hour of Hubie's Halloween and come back. I was like, I know what's going on. I'm up to date.
So did you guys like that movie when he had cancer?
Funny People.
Yeah.
Haven't seen it.
No, not particularly.
It's too dark.
Yeah, it was all right. That movie was good until Eric Bana rocked up at the end.
Eric Bana is good at ruining things.
Well, I think every movie Adam produces is great. But
I think
have
it's
you seen,
Judd Apatow is Funny People.
Yeah, but have you seen the mystery, the what was it, the one where he was on the cruise with
no, you're gonna have to do some
Jennifer
stuff.
Aniston. Yeah. Like, hey, you can just look behind their heads. Yeah. Go on the YouTube if you're listening on audio.
This episode's called The Sandman.
Yeah.
Sandman.
That's a big sand dog. Yeah. Man, I should try to do Adam Sandler voice. I'm not going to do that.
Could this be an Adam Sandler movie? Adam Sandler could have been in my movie, I reckon.
Adam Sandler could be in the actual movie that I was writing for Adam Sandler, and I may send it to him one day. Hey,
after
my
a click,
story
I think
is
he could
kinda,
be in anything.
I think could have been inspired by Hubie Halloween.
It was a little bit. It was a little bit. Hey,
but there you go. That's a shout out to my dad. He loves that movie this year.
Hubie Halloween.
That's his top favorite for the year.
Shout outs, Big Kenny, Wisconsin.
yeah.
All righty.
I liked it too. It was one. It's probably the best movie of
2020. I'm now insecure rating this because Adam Sandler will definitely watch this episode and be like,
at worst, you get Rob Snyder.
Or the,
you can do it.
That guy who's like third on the list, he's even worse.
David
Kevin,
Spade.
Kevin.
No, Kevin James is good.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's got his own YouTube channel, man. He's great. Okay. Man, we're plugging so many other people other than ourselves. If you want a t-shirt, go to Go King Writers Club.
If you want an Adam Sandler t-shirt, we'll probably be able to hook him up for you.
We can do some Adam Sandler t-shirts.
Yeah, but you got to buy these shirts first so we can get some money to make the next.
We are now Wish.
We're also accepting donations on the website at the moment too, so if you don't like any of the merch, you can just feel free to drop us
and tell us to get a job.
Yeah, well, if you send us money, we'll definitely
send
mention
us
you on the
money
show.
If you like this story, so hell, don't fuck up.
Okay, I'm gonna use the three voices that I've used in all my other stories.
What was the name?
It's called Episode 16.
treat this as if it was a pitch to Adam Sandler himself.
Mr. Sandler.
So far the image kind of looks like the South Park where they did that Cartman robot where he just predicted Adam Sandler movies and
all right.
Rob Schneider is a stapler.
We'll call this we're gonna call this story Adam Sandler's dog. That's the actual title now, so you gotta run with it.
Adam Sandler's dog. All right.
Maine's number one superhero, Labradude, was having a bad day. The consensus from a majority of the townsfolk had been it was time for him to be neutered. Don't get us wrong, Labradude. We love what you do for this community, but this disturbing trend of dog humans and human dogs being born every other month has to stop. You can't go around sleeping with every available woman and bitch you come across. Frankly, it makes you look like a bad boy, the mayor said sternly. Labradude howled and tried to flee the office. They couldn't take his balls. He promised he'd be a good boy, but it was too late. The local ranger and vet tackled him down, injecting a large dose of ketamine to the now helpless super pup. A few hours later, Labradude appeared from the surgical room, bucket-headed and broken. Got any more of the ketamine, Doc? I need some time away. An 18-hour holiday. Stuck in the K-hole again. Know what I mean? Labradude asked feebly. The vet looked over at Labradude and said, Listen, I'm not going to keep injecting you for free, my man. You got to pay up from now on. Labradude slid a wad of cash across the counter. Hit me up, Doc. Nothing matters anymore. I'm never fighting crime again. Not without my balls, he said, depressed. And so it was. Labradude was true to his word. He spent the rest of his days ignoring reality, spending all of his superhero retirement pension on ketamine and pizza. The townsfolk begged for him to help them out. The crime without him was just unbearable. But he told them to go lick their own balls, a luxury he now had to live without.
If it was an Adam Sandler movie,
Adam Sandler's dog.
It's kind of like The Waterboy meets Uncut Gems. It starts off as this, I'm a dog that has sex. It's kind of like The Boys in a way.
Yeah. I don't know. I was kind of like, well, if he's a man, dog, human, does he have women, pups, pup women? Who knows? So he fucks everything. You got no. Yeah.
Filthy dog. His face also kind of looks like a clown.
Yeah, he's on a lot of ketamine. It's a bit distorted.
So if you were pitching this to Adam Sandler, you'd have to tell him which one of his friends would play the dog.
Steve Buscemi.
No, I think this could be like a Jack and Jill sort of situation where Adam Sandler is the dog and the ketamine dealer. But it would be like his legend.
He would make a good ketamine dealer in a movie. Like I watched that serious movie done about the selling diamonds and shit.
Uncut Gems.
Yeah, that was pretty good, and that makes you think he could play a good ketamine dealer.
That you also got a Punch Drunk Love, Funny People. He's done a couple of other series. Spanglish. I didn't
big really Adam Sandler love into
Click. Click was very serious.
Click was heartbreaking.
I didn't like Click.
Click that was amazing.
One. Yeah, it was kind of like
watch Adam Sandler movies to laugh, all right, mate.
It was very. That is a very much like a Twilight Zone episode, where it was like the TV, and it also was a sad version of Pleasantville.
Yeah, oh,
Pleasantville was a great. That's an underrated movie.
Just last week, quickly on the topic of spooking everything Adam Sandler's ever done. Have you seen, it's like his first movie ever called Overboard?
No, I haven't. I've watched about 20 minutes.
It's so fucking bad.
Yeah, I know.
It's like he breaks the fourth wall every 2 minutes to talk to him. I'm like, now, what about this going on?
I think he made that before he even got on SNL.
Yeah, no, it's like old, man. Yeah. Hey.
My favorite movie's ever produced, Grandma's Boy.
Yeah,
Grandma's Boy. I still go back and watch that, well, at least once a year.
Yeah, no, that's good.
I love Grandma's Boy.
Okay, so let's Adam.
Okay, Steve Buscemi. So,
let's move on.
Steve Buscemi as the balls.
Rob Schneider as the balls.
One, yeah, left one Buscemi, right one Schneider.
Oh,
witty banter back and forward.
Really terrible screen.
Fuck that.
I'm frightened. How about you?
Fuck it. I'm
banging our heads together.
We need to make
we are loaded.
We could be a pair of testicles.
And plus, he's a superhero. It's not crazy that his balls would talk to him.
No, not at all.
And the balls could also be like, yeah, you got to talk to that chick over there.
Maybe he became a superhero after his balls got cut off and his balls become his, like, his butler that tells him what to do. Who's Batman's guy? Fucking
Robin.
No, the old guy who's
Alfred.
Yeah, his balls become his Alfred. He's Alfred fucking Hitchcock.
Why are we looking at this random dude?
This is a strange thing you've just gone through, bro.
But what if you looked up Ethan? What? Ethan's shaved head.
Ethan, yeah, I was just picturing you guys with a shaved head, shaved eyebrows, for playing testicles.
So you just got us both leukemia. Thanks, Ryan.
No. There's a guy, Ethan Klein, H3H3. He shaved his head and his eyebrows for playing a cosplay of.
He's
obviously not very
dude.
Famous because he's not on the internet.
Yeah,
anyway.
I've seen
and even
this.
I'm on the internet.
He's like one of the guys that talk about other podcasts, like Joe Rogan.
Who talks about other people's successes on their show?
He has the number one.
A lot of podcasts.
He has one of the top. Who talks about Adam Sandler?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, his podcast one of the top. Anyway,
tune in next week to the Sandalcast.
But I think. That would be a great podcast.
That would be a fucking. We should do that in every movie he's made from start to now in chronological order.
We have to have a Sandler reference in every movie, in every story that we do.
Done.
And movie, fuck it.
Can we tag Sandler in this? I know he's big on his
Instagram
and stuff, and he would you be could. Like.
But he might,
of
also,
course, guys.
Instagram
he might
stories.
Also be like a really big necro fan. Oh, fuck you, boy. New York for life.
Go take him down for me, man.
But I think we've got to push Adams. Unless Adam Sandler miraculously appears in your 99 word story.
Throw a little Mr. Deeds.
It's now in 101 words, okay?
Throw a little Mr. Deeds in there.
Got to slip him in there.
All right. So what time is it? It's
Butler. Sorry, B-Dog's dad. Nah, go in front of the camera. Get a bit of screen time. Look at that.
All right, this
he
is getting
exists.
Short House Nice Red Word so yours is junkie on the Titanic.
It is.
And mine is Nazi in a police car. And since I've got mine in front of me,
you
I might start
and, just but mine's kind of it's not funny or anything, so it might be a letdown. So
We should do that first?
Yeah.
Okay. Talking about pressure. Well, Nazi in a police car, hilarity is it going to ensue?
Well, how could it not with that topic? Where are we? All right, so this may blow out to 102 words with the addition of Adam Sandler.
Okay.
All right. Junkie on the Titanic.
Yes.
99 words by Nathan Hull.
Nathan Hull.
They don't talk about the opium den on board the Titanic, a spot where me and a group from first to third class, including Adam Sandler, would gather for hours at a time, nodding out in pure bliss. A small life raft hidden at the back of the boat that obviously would never be needed had been reserved for those of my persuasion. On that fateful night, I was so far down the rabbit hole, I missed the entire sinking. I came to, floating miles out to sea in our den, took another hit and drifted back off like nothing had ever happened. It's more just a real thing of what would happen in that situation.
I'm glad we went first with that one.
Yeah, me too.
Even Adam Sandler, with all his...
He couldn't save that. I'm glad that you agreed that it was, you know, it's like fucking whatever. I don't give a shit.
All right, let's see if I can bring some humor to this with my topic, Nazi in a police car. Hitler drank in his bunker, enjoying his cowardly abode. "Hitler, come out, we have you surrounded," the officer screamed. "What? What did I do? I'm just drinking wine. Is that a crime?" Hitler said, confused. "You know what you did. You'll be spending the rest of your life in bummer sex of prison," the officer said. "Not a bummer sex of prison. That's where all the arse rapists go," Hitler cried. "We know," the officer said, as they all laughed. Hitler grabbed the officer's gun and shot himself in the head, spreading his brains all through the police car.
Hilarity did ensue, especially your German accent.
Not a bummer sex.
Italian Hitler.
More Mussolini than Hitler. Yeah. But it's
the same. Hey, I'm a very German. Mamma mia, I'm a so German. Oh, yeah.
A bummer sex in prison is very Italian. It should have been a Lutz butt sexus.
Yeah.
Fuck, I should read the story again, but with a...
Scheiß and jams in prison.
I
shouldn't Google butt sex prison.
You should not Google butt sex prison. No.
Again.
Again. I was going to say, it's the first thing that comes up when you put your Google search, man. Come on.
But let's see what some of the people have sent in for these topics.
Can I just say, this has been a pretty good episode so far. I think mainly filled out and saved by Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Let's watch the video first, I think. And Michelle sent two images?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, okay. The other one. Yeah. And this one is by Aaron again, who sent him one of these cool Photoshop stop motion.
Once again, showing he's far more talented than the host of this show.
And producer.
Look at this. Well, that goes without saying. We don't even need to say that.
It kind of looks like your opium den. This could be the opium den on the Titanic in your story. Ooh.
Yeah.
There's little point being stealthy on the building yard at night. The creaks and aches of a cold ship's underbelly echoes throughout the expanse.
"I hope I can find something of value here on the building deck of the Titanic," said Smithers expositionally. "I have a craving for that sweet opium, the drug of choice for the time. That time being April 9th, 1912, that is." Beside Smithers sits two large boxes labelled Safe Rivets and Unsafe Rivets. Smithers bends down to pick up the valuable Safe Rivets to sell for opium, but falls through an unfastened metal sheet.
What video is this? Is this yours, Don?
Yeah, it's from my pitch.
Okay. Yeah, that was pretty much your story, except for the rivets.
Yeah.
And lack of Adam Sandler. Other than that, it was spot on. Why? Okay. All right, stick to continuity. Let's see. this is Michelle. Oh, this is cool. Her junkie on the Titanic. But she's gone with the alien again.
Yeah.
She's got like a little... But this is her Banksy rat.
Yeah,
just
appears
up in all the works.
You know what?
It's the junkie alien.
I've spent a lot of time as a well, not a lot of time, a few years as a teenager in the 90s, and I was led to believe that aliens loved smoking bongs as well. Everyone had like some alien bong poster in their room and shit. Like,
yeah, when I saw this, I was quite confused. I've never seen one so much green liquid inside of a bong before. That must be an alien.
Yeah, well, it's alien. It might be. Yeah, he's smoking a bong bacon.
Is that money as well?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Those look like dollar bills.
Dollar bill, yo.
I love it.
Yeah.
And she signed it.
Yeah. Nice.
Down with it. It's making me feel like I'm 14 again and I want to go smoke real dirty bushweed buckets.
Or tin cans.
Oh, can bongs. With a dirty 4X can found in the bush. Flick the snails out. Wow, what a dream that was, hey. Harsh as fuck.
Is the alien, is that a crack in the Titanic or is the alien holding a feather duster?
It's a crack in the Titanic.
That's actually considered a tickler.
Sing Titanic.
That's a huge alien too then, right?
Well, it's big enough to sink the Titanic. Yeah.
No, he's not sinking it. He's just riding it down.
Yeah, I think he's fat ass.
If you were that big, that would actually be a really fun ride.
That'd be huge.
No. Also, you know, Michelle's not always the most modest artist when it comes to genitalia, but I like how she's put like a nice cloud of smoke around his groin.
So there's no mistaking there's no dicks in this one.
You know, because if there's... Although that strange chimney is quite phallic. And it's also kind of the Titanic's penis if you look at the angle.
Who's going down?
If you look at shit. It like the Titanic's a person, it kind of looks like the Titanic's eating the alien's ass.
Oh, that's why the alien has money throwing around.
Yeah.
The
Titanic is throwing money at the alien's
street. And this is STDs or something.
And the Titanic is really into it.
It made it pretty wet, I guess.
Well,
sorry, Michelle. We just absolutely obliterated here.
Also, creep out every one of Michelle's images. Yeah, where's her other image?
I don't know.
That's your job to know. What do you mean you don't know?
This is kind of my story before he shoots himself in the head.
Yeah, I mean,
I love this.
So you could have gone full John Kennedy and mix your story with it.
I do love, because that kind of does look like Hitler's car almost. Remember Hitler had his own custom car and it had like that weird little bird's nest in the back?
Yeah, but she just made this into a total rat rod as well. American rat rod style. I love that. And what is it? That's a Model T or something, right?
Yeah, I know cars. yeah, it's like a little... who could even fit into the front seat?
Definitely not the alien.
Well, yeah.
It's kind of like, remember the kids at like fairs, the old man would sit at the back of the train and all the kids...
Oh, yeah. Creepy old train drivers.
Looks like a Shriner's car, even. I imagine like an old man with a little fez cap.
Is his mouth open or is that his mustache? It's
his mustache, man.
Can you zoom right into that? I always thought it was just his mouth.
Nah,
like he was just like...
He's got a little like, sad face.
I did think his mouth was open as well, but yeah, he's got a really long...
She's made him look kind of like a beagle.
Look how giant his ears are too then.
It's almost...
Beagle Hitler.
It makes him sound like you talk like this.
If anything, it's almost... if Joseph Goebbels was going to do propaganda on Hitler. It's very uncomplimentary to Hitler.
And bushy ass eyebrows. I'd be surprised
if Michelle drew him as a superhero.
Yeah.
Hey, Hitler.
Really well done, Michelle.
Misunderstood man.
And another penis nose. I mean, you are an absolute creep, Michelle. Just squeezing in penises wherever you can.
That's the definition of a dickhead.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I do love the car because it's kind of... The car looks like it's all done with like texture. you know, like it's all.
Here, this is quickly sketched.
This is a multimedia performance right here. It's nice.
But it's not because she hasn't connected that line. So it's all. No, behind his head. No, I really like this. And I love the old Rat Fink images.
Yeah, yeah.
Like yeah, it's Rat Fink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very old school. It's very cool.
Yeah. No, you know, I love that sort of images.
She did this with a calligraphy pen or something too, because they find points.
Yeah.
Differing line densities. It was really, love it.
Love
it, Michelle.
And then you've got the Wisconsin. Christine sort of grill face with the eyes. Oh no, you know what the front of the car looks like? The car from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah. But last time we're on a podcast,
we gotta get out of here.
Rabbit hole, so to speak.
maybe we can get Michelle and Andrew to do a podcast together. No, to work together, do an animation. She makes
Aaron.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Listen.
Once again, Aaron, if you are free to produce this, the simple task of remembering people's names.
Yeah.
Andy?
Kenny, was Wisconsin. All right, let's move on to the next one.
Shite.
You kind of just stare at artwork and don't say a lot. It's riveting for us, but no one else.
Yeah, because we're looking for the penis that Michelle is. It's Where's Willy, really? And we got the last story of this episode.
Just a quick one.
Yep.
I know we've been pretty sporadic with our releasing of episodes the last few weeks.
Yeah, because we've got some big projects in the works. We've got
some stuff going on. You guys don't have anything going on. And none of you. If you have time to watch this, fuck all. Write some stories. Send some stuff in. We only got a couple this week.
Yeah, I also haven't been great on the Instagram.
That's not our fault. That's their fault.
Yeah, but they kind of...
The TikTok, though, is killing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But...
And the website. Oof.
I haven't reviewed that.
You mean www.goatkingwc.com? Yeah.
I'll check your word for it.
Yeah. I know it because I brought the handle.
It's, am I on it?
What?
Am I on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You even have a little section that links to your Instagrams and everything.
Do I really? Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Awesome.
All right, let's... this guy's on it as well. He's...
Cook dog.
He's dressed down for us today, though. Normally he's
holiday.
Normally he's looking nice and spiffy.
This is holiday. This is relaxed Cookie. This is Cookie's comfortable.
Still
with
finds
time
to shave his head, though.
Which one do you reckon he's done? I reckon he's done Nazi. I reckon he's picked my one.
I reckon he would have gone a Nazi, too. All right. Not suggesting anything about his shaved head.
Short story. Nazi in a police car.
Oh,
the policeman turned and looked at the suspect in the back seat. He'd been arrested at a rally chanting Nazi slogans. He reckoned he was the great-grandson of Hitler and gave his name as Steve. He claimed Hitler had a fling with an Aussie backpacker in the spring of 38, and the resultant birth was Steve's grandma, Norelle. So, Steve, the policeman said, you don't really think you're descended from Hitler, do you? Yeah, I do, Steve said, and it's Uber Gruppenfuhrer, Steve, to you. The policeman sighed and thought, only an hour until I go home.
Oh, Cookie.
Cookie always delivers everything.
I like how much effort he puts into the names. Like, Narelle thought went into that. It wasn't just like, Narelle. Oh, thank you.
All right, let's keep it moving. Keep it moving. Cookie knows we love him. But I also want to
thank you, Cookie, for your submission.
When we say
your homework,
when we finish a few fucking more episodes, we run out of these. Can we just fill one with Adam Sandler?
Yeah,
good.
Well, do you guys want to do a Cookie shirt? So anyone who buys that shirt can get a little money towards Cookie for doing such a great job.
Can we make a shirt and just have the Cookie Monster on it? Have Cookie just like murdering a bunch of college students?
We can have our Cookie murdering the Cookie Monster.
Yeah, I'll
be saying it's my name now.
What have we got?
Red pill, blue pill.
I don't know which one I've got. Well, this is mine. So I've got characters. I know. Time
it's
off.
Oh, it's the first time in a while.
Yeah. Strong drinks and another shake.
Okay. Got a very similar vibe to next week.
Okay, what have you got?
I've got a prince.
Yep.
A prince at a clan rally.
Oh, that's good. I've got a comedian on a space station.
You really getting into the sci-fi, and I'm getting into like the real racist stuff. We need to swap cocktail
comedian
shakers.
Well, Adam Sandler on a space station.
Yeah.
Fucking sort of.
And Adam Sandler at a clan. The Prince of Comedy.
Prince Sandler.
I don't think, well, I think Sandler wouldn't be really welcomed at a clan rally.
They love Jews.
Haven't we had a space station line?
They're like oversized yarmulkes. Like, well, look how much we love you.
Well, I don't think it's ever been described as an oversized yarmulke. But how are we getting out of here today? Clan rally? Just to go with the vibe? Are we going to...
Can we drive out in JFK's car in the back, just chilling when he got shot?
How about a junkie on a space station?
Jesus. Can you do that? Can we be in the car with JFK when he got shot? Or is that really hard to do?
Can we just float through space?
Yeah.
And then crash into the sun, like third rock from the sun.
You want to float through space on the couch?
Yeah.
Because if not, you can kind of like put your feet up in the air and just stay still.
Nah, I'm not doing that. We'll just float through space. I did not come here for cardio, Brian. All right, let us
degravitate.
I'll catch you later. I don't know why they...
Fuck you, Earth. Burn in hell, suckers.
Ooh, space. Gravity. Not
look
here.
Look out for space mobsters.
Ooh. I don't know how to do space. I don't even know why I'm talking in slow motion. It's been...
Careful, you idiot. I said across her nose, not up it.
Sorry, sir. I'm doing my best.
Who made that man a gunner?
I did, sir. He's my cousin.
Who is he?
He's an asshole, sir.
I know that. What's his name?
That is his name, sir. Asshole. Major Asshole.
And his cousin?
He's an asshole too, sir. Gunner's mate, first class, Philip Asshole.
How many assholes we got on this ship anyhow?
Yo!
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Keep firing, assholes!
I could have been on my way home tonight.